Paper usage, but is not to be smoked. This may be one small step for man, but this one giant leap for hippies.
You have to be 25 to drink legally.
That's what they're
now?
Trying to do it now. Raise it from they're trying to raise it from 21 to 25.
Wow.
The bars are gonna go crazy on that.
We were turning over decisions about how to spend the poverty money to the people whose neighborhoods were affected. But it actually did work very well, and it made a believer out of me. The situation today is much, much different. The whole sort of poverty regime is punitive and accusatory, and the idea is to blame poverty on the bad parenting of poor people.
Anytime something goes wrong, they just hike up the gas price. Oh, it's hot outside. Let's hike the gas prices up.
$4 a gallon. WMNF.
Tampa.
This is Val Trenda from The Urban Cafe, and on behalf of The Urban Cafe, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us every single Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live. For those who join us early, thank you so much for not missing one moment of our fun and excitement. We also want to thank those for sharing, because sharing the page allows others to catch the show at a later time. Thank you for those who comment. All of your comments are appreciated, and you know we read some of them on the air. We want to thank those for liking the Urban Cafe page, because it tells Facebook how popular we are becoming. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Now is the perfect time to go heat up your coffee, bring it back to your chair on your patio, and stay tuned to the Urban Cafe.
Good morning and welcome to the Urban Cafe, a new voice for the next generation. Here, take a peek.
States are outsourcing their jails. They get more beds, they get more money. Mm-hmm. So they get more felons, they get more beds. You increase the amount of people going to jail, GEO makes more money, which makes Florida makes more money.
This like goes back to what we were talking about, the school system and how they pretty much set up kids to go to jail right after school.
A lot of states have prison quotas, and they have to have a certain number of beds that are occupied. So they operate at a certain percentage. So if their quota is at 90%, they want 90% of their beds filled at all times. And if not, the state that contracts with that prison pays the prison.
Oh, we don't have enough prisoners.
Right.
We need more prisoners. Where do we get them from?
Start making more laws.
Yeah.
And we start building more prisons.
Leave your comments at the Urban Cafe, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. here on WMNF.
Thanks to technology constantly growing, listeners can now text the DJ from your cell phones. That's right. Send a text to the DJ while you're listening to their show. Just send your text to 813-433-0885 and let the DJ know what you're thinking, tell the DJ what you want to hear, or just simply say, hey, you're doing a great job. 88.5 WMNF believes communicating is the key. When you call a DJ or write a letter to the station, that's golden. And now you can send your DJ a text from your cell phone while you're listening. So try it now. Pick up your phone, send a text to 813-433-0885 and let the DJ know that you're tuned in to 88.5 WMNF.
New text message received.
WMNF Tampa.
WMNF Tampa.
When we're talking about making new laws and provisions on why we should have military on U.S. ground, I mean, there should be a lot of transparency on why we need to mobilize that kind of thing.
You know what? If you want transparency, you're welcome to join. You're welcome to raise your right hand, take an oath to defend.
No.
Because you want this information, well, you know what? Raise your right hand, pick up a weapon, stand a post, or shut up. You know, you want to be involved in the law? Why don't you go run for Congress, be a senator, be in the know. Everyone wants to talk all this crap about, oh, we don't need to do this, that's transparency. This, that. No, but America, as long as it works, no one really cares. And then when it comes to an issue like this, then people who have no business even forming an opinion about something want to have all the things.
I can't form an opinion?
Yeah, we do have opinions.
Please.
The opinion that you're forming is asinine.
And why do you say that?
Because the people who make that bill, the people who
defend
that.
Because we hold them responsible. That's why we're doing it.
Hold your gun, please. We all friends in here.
You get
very emotional.
WMNF Tampa.
The WMNF vehicle donation program is not only for your everyday old car. We can also accept classic cars like 1960s Mustangs, Chevys, or Model Ts. We take boats and motorcycles too. Just call 1-888-966-3885 and we'll take care of everything. That's 1-888-966-3885.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Urban Cafe. I'm Sam, your host, and I'm here with the rest of the crew. Crew, say hello.
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 Hi.
Hey.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We're not right. doing that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Nia's here. I want to give her a shout
and
out
Nia.
Too. Before. Well, listen, if you hadn't been with us listening, shame on you. But don't fret, because you can go back. First of all, if you've missed it, I don't want to see you get dismayed, go open a box of Fruit Loops, sit on the couch, put a tearjerker on, and just wail the rest of your day away. No, you don't have to do that anymore. Because wherever you get your podcasts, that's where you can find us. You can go back on the WMNF page in our archives and find it. You can find it on Facebook Live. You can watch us in the studio. Or you can get it from wherever you get a decent, good, well-formed podcast.
But it's nothing wrong with Fruit Loops, because I love Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Captain but Crunch peanut butter.
Man,
yeah.
Oh,
nah.
Really?
Oh.
Judgments?
So anyway, so now we're going to switch gears a bit, and we're bringing in Velvet Steve and Happy Pants Andrew Ash, and they're going to tell us all about Designology. Take it away, Tina.
Well, these two gentlemen, and I gave them those names, so they will introduce their real names. But where I met these two gentlemen was at Tampa Fashion Week. And first, when you meet someone and your eyes lock, and it's like, oh, yes, I like you. And it was like on and popping after that. So introduce yourself, guys.
It was love at first sight.
It was. It was a beautiful feeling.
I am Velvet Steve, Steve Anderson.
I'm Happy Pants Andrew, actually AKA Andrew Ashton. And we are my story godfathers.
There you go.
We are.
And the reason why I said Happy Pants and Velvet, because he had a nice velvet jacket on, and Happy Pants had these cool, stylish pants on. I was like, yay! So,
well, it was Fashion Week.
I know, right? Hello. DT, he was there, but he didn't show up.
He looked
close.
Very good.
Anyway. But yes, so we have these two gentlemen here that represent an outstanding organization that I fell in love with. So I want you to explain to everyone just the foundation of it and why.
Well, go ahead.
My Fairy Godfather Foundation, we started quite a while ago. We are an organization that helps women and young women through the gift of a beauty experience, helping them feel empowered. A lot of women sometimes tend to feel lost.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that we've been in the beauty business for
a long time.
We'll keep it there, right?
Exactly. We found that women love to feel beautiful, love to feel pretty, and by making them pretty on the outside, they feel beautiful on the inside. And that's kind of where we want to get to. We want women to feel beautiful inside and out.
Right. And which, because me and Lo, we're women. And
yes, you look like women. Yeah,
define woman.
But that's true, that women feel more confident when they look good, feel good, and it's always interesting.
Oh, wait a minute,
me.
But men don't?
Oh,
like,
no. You guys women, do, women especially when they
don't care.
Haircut.
I was at Sephora.
Please take a view at what they look like.
I was
today.
At Sephora in the mall maybe Friday, I think, with my girlfriend, and I was just there. I was like, oh, man. It's like, it was amazing how many women were in the store and how many want to get their look. But, you know, I can tell by the...
I missed that.
Are you telling us about your wandering eye? What is this about?
No, that's pretty much what happened.
No, no, no.
That was what it was.
No, what I'm saying is that women, I can see that. I never go to the mall, like, ever. So it's amazing how many women are trying to get that look.
Right.
You know, but I can tell by some of the work I've seen these gentlemen do, they're not getting that look.
Well, we do it in a different kind of way. You know, we work with girls that have, girls in the foster care program. We work with women that have been abused, whether they're in domestic violence situations or they've been sexually abused. So those girls have now had their self-esteem has been crushed.
Right.
And
yes, yes.
So what we try to do is through an experience of beauty, and whether it's we send girls to the prom that can't, you know, do that, we do, what we do is we do a photo shoot. We take these girls and women, and we do a whole full-blown editorial photo shoot for them. We've partnered with magazines where we do, you know, they've been on the cover of magazines afterwards, and it makes them feel like you've not been forgotten. You're not just, you know, kind of refuse thrown to the side. You know, you're a whole person again, and you feel that you can pretty much take on the world. We also do it with our education program as well.
Yeah, and it shows that they matter. Just,
right.
You know,
that's exactly
they want to feel like,
is.
Oh, okay, exactly. I matter. Someone cares.
Right. You know? And I just personally want to say I love when men are champions of women.
Right.
And that's
yes.
very important.
Well, we
yes.
wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
That's
and vice versa. But,
say that part again.
Really, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Because,
well, and too, I think being in the beauty industry for so long, in different facets of it, we always have worked with women. So we found, you know, that that's why we kind of want to help women. It's just what we...
Well, and there's a great need out there, especially in today's
yes.
society. There's a great need for that.
Yes. I just wanted to shout out their Facebook, because that's where I saw these amazing pictures. I mean, I've never seen a Facebook page with so many pictures. Who has time to put all these wonderful pictures up? Goodness. But this is amazing. Like, if we're looking here, I mean, they have all of these... excuse my little stuff on the iPad in a way, but... Yeah, these are all the photos.
So, let me ask you: how does somebody who's not, for instance,
he's not fashion conscious?
No, yeah, I'm absolutely fashion literate.
You know what? He looks good. He's rocking his own style.
Exactly. I'm Sunday Radio Fabulous. So whatever.
Sunday Radio.
No, but say I have someone that I think would really benefit from Princess for a Day makeover. How do I get in touch with you, and what happens? What do you determine? Ooh, no, I don't think we can do that.
Like you're done.
Yeah,
just go home.
Found anybody yet that was done. So
how would I find you, and what's sort of the process?
Well, they can go to our website. It's my fairy godfathersfoundation.net, and you can kind of see what we do. There are a bunch of different programs that we do. We have our education program, and we do another program. It's called Crown and Glory, and it's for women with catastrophic illness.
Wow.
And we donate wigs to cancer patients or anyone who has had catastrophic illness, and show them how to make themselves feel pretty again, because you know, it does. It robs you more of just your physical beauty when you have that kind of illness or you're going through that kind of treatment.
Could those wigs, are they, I'm assuming they have to be brand new wigs, right?
They are.
Okay. Are there like locks of love?
I think we know some people. I may be able to get you some. No, I wasn't looking at you. It's someone else. It's someone else who's not on camera right now. But I can probably try to get you guys some wigs as well.
That would be terrific, because we go through a lot of that.
We do.
But is it Locks of Love? Y'all do anything with Locks of Love?
I mean, we've not worked directly with them. We've sent hair to them, but all the wigs that we do are manufactured for us.
Okay. So the educational aspect of your organization, give me more information as far as what that is. And
well, we want to have women or young women who want to go out and be part of the beauty industry or the fashion industry. That's kind of where we support our dollars are supported toward them.
Okay.
So if someone can't afford to go, just like our proms, we send these young girls to the prom, and we give them everything. We give them
the
limo to the custom-made dress to the hair, the makeup. You know, we give them an experience of the night, because it's just, you know, especially for a lot of these girls, they feel like they've been forgotten. So to give them something like this that they never could have had is incredible. It's just wonderful. So
Jamal?
Yeah. Well, what do you guys feel about the Tampa market? Like, is it a pretty big? I know this is not L.A., it's not Miami, but we're not a very small town. Is it a pretty big market for people who want to get in the fashion, design, or like makeup artist industry?
Oh, sure, because there's, you know, there's so many facets of beauty. It's not just standing behind a chair and doing hair all day long. There's so many other things you can do. And, you know, there's a lot of film here. There's a lot of television here. You know, so you could get involved in that aspect of it. There are tons of organizations that help, but Dress for Success. You know, there are other organizations where you can donate your time or you could donate, you know, your resources to that if you want to get into that world as a working person. You can you know, you can be a stylist, you can be you know, in that realm of it, you can dress people, you can be a personal stylist. There's a lot of stuff here, but you're right, it's not LA and it's not New York, it's not Miami, but it's, you know, we're not pro dunk either. It's not you look like Hollywood.
The Hollywood Hills.
You know what?
Well, I think you guys are a wonderful inspiration. I appreciate that, because I hate when, I guess you say, have like a brain drain kind of thing going on with different towns, where Tampa has homegrown talent. Mm-hmm. They go to USF, they major in fashion and design, and they think they have to go off to another city, but they can stay here and be successful as well.
Right. Let's go to Lo and the Facebook family.
Well, we're going to go to Lo right now. I'm going to leave my family at home. but what I wanted to ask the guests, as far as, or at least to clarify, as far as your mission, your organization is actually a nonprofit.
Yes.
If that's correct. So that's something that's great, of course. But is there, or how can people, you know, come? I know, you know, donations, you know, is what's needed for most nonprofits, including WMNF, including Dress for Success. But how can they participate and be more physical? You know, if you have some, what do they call, MUAs? Makeup artists, mm-hmm. That would like to partner with you, you know, for namesake or just because they want a service. Do you have any information that you can give out for that?
Well, definitely. We can. You can always contact us on our Instagram page or Facebook page or our website. Leave us a message. We always get back to you concerning anything. And that could be for nominations, like you had mentioned. If you have someone that is in need of one of our programs, we'd be more than happy to.
And there is a part on the website that you go to, and you can nominate somebody, you know, that you feel that or is in need.
Yeah, or make donations.
Okay, you know, so. It's all there on the website. You can see all that. You can kind of get a feel of what we do and how we do it. And as you said, like partnering with makeup people. We do, this year we have an initiative that with the prom thing, my partner in crime here has decided he wants to go big.
Yes.
And so
go big or go home.
We're exactly. partnering with
the higher the hair, the closer to God.
That's right. Yeah. The 16 high schools in Pinellas County.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be looking for people to help us out with that, as far as hairdressers, makeup artists, people like that, who are willing to donate their time for girls to be able to get their hair and makeup done to go to the prom. Nice.
Wow, this is so phenomenal. This is just outstanding. Awesome. And, you know, we tapped into, as far as like, yeah, you guys are men. Why does this resonate so much with you guys, outside of you doing hair and just coming from fashion? Like, is there anything that just says, you know what, I want to do this for women because I had a mom or I had an aunt or I have, you know, so where does that come from?
Well, I think that we started 10 years ago we started with a photo shoot, and I wanted to show women that the woman on the cover of a magazine is not all it's cracked up to be.
Right.
And you can really take any woman and make her look like that on the magazine. So that's how we kind of started this whole thing. And it kind of evolved, and then we decided to reach out and give back and find a girl that needed to go to the prom. And it started out with just free hair and makeup. Well, it ballooned into much bigger. I mean, it turned into limo and custom dress.
Wow.
and the whole nine yards. And the reason why we came up with My Fairy Godfathers is she's the first one that said to us, you guys are like my fairy godfathers.
Yeah, because that was the question I was going to have.
That is where the whole name came from, and our whole nonprofit came from. So.
Which one of you is Drizella?
Well, that could be me on any Saturday night. Any given Saturday night. You know.
Wow.
And we work with women all the time, every day. And a lot of times the women that sit in my chair are affluent women, and I wanted to make sure that the women who couldn't afford to sit in my chair still got the same treatment as anyone else.
That is, and that brings up another thing in my head, because yesterday I went to It's called Trinity Cafe. Mm-hmm. And it's a nonprofit organization that feed the homeless every day.
Right.
So one thing that I like, and I see that you guys are doing this too, is the treatment level of regardless of how you come, you still get the same treatment. So much like Trinity Cafe, right, you are being served. These homeless people are being served gourmet meals, mm-hmm, like with waiters and waitresses at a homeless shelter. And how you guys, what you all are doing, these ladies come to your shop or what have you, and they still get that treatment. That's huge.
Well, it's about self-esteem. And it's, and as he said, you know, I've been in the business a little bit longer than he has. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to work with some wonderful people over the years. And, you know, I have a short list of celebrity clients that I've worked with. And, you know, there isn't any difference between them and you.
Right.
And so just because they are who they are, they get treated as such. But for me, you know, I was lucky enough never to really be starstruck. And so I treat you exactly as I treat this other person, mm-hmm, here. And so it comes, you know, for Andrew and I, we both sit there and say, okay, what can we do to make this person's life better?
Wow.
Or what can we do to make this girl who feels like she's been forgotten and lost, mm-hmm, to feel empowered and to be able to go on, mm-hmm, and have a fulfilling life, to be a credit to society and to give back herself?
Wow.
You know, one of the girls that we worked with last year, she said to me, when I get to do what I need to do, you will be my first, you know, donation. So that was, you know, it was a very nice thing for her to say to us. But, you know, it was, it's kind of fulfilling. And that's what we do. And because we have worked with women, it was just, mm-hmm, a natural thing for us. But there are some guys out there that need some help, too.
Yeah, I seen you when you looked around.
Well, we could do a whole studio makeover if you
want. Oh, I'll be in for it.
I won't say no.
I won't let you.
Thank you very much. I wanted to ask about designology. I love anything that has like orama or ology on it.
Yes.
It's always good. But I didn't go there. You went there. Send all of your comments and complaints to, where would they send that to?
Probably
Jamal.com. No, but the question before we get there, though, and maybe in the explanation you can address this too. Do you guys ever think about even expanding it? Probably not. You probably got your hands full with this, but doing like maybe a Habitat for Humanity type thing. Do a makeover of a kitchen that's just abominable. It's filthy. It needs some help. Or a bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's the neat freak, so that would be perfect for him.
But I'm just thinking that, and maybe you can address this too, is that after they've been princess for a day, right, then they go back to
reality.
You know, yeah, they go back. The pumpkin carriage turns back into a pumpkin. You know, the
shoes are now
all the, yeah, all of that, right? So Cinderella wakes up. But either one of you want to address it?
Well, it would be a wonderful thing to be able to encompass all of that. Mm-hmm. But you know, we only have four hands between us. But I understand what you're saying, and yes, that is true. What we try to do is we try to say to them, even though tomorrow is kind of the same day again, you now have had an experience of seeing what it's like to be in control of your own life. And that's what we really try to give back to these people, is that you're not going back to what you had before, because this experience hopefully has changed you and makes you understand that I am not the person that you're telling me that I am. Mm-hmm. I am the person that I want to be, and that the two of us have said to them, you can do whatever you want. All the opportunities are out there. You know, just because somebody's telling you you're no good, you can't do this, you're never going to amount to anything, that's not really the reality. So tomorrow morning when you wake up, hopefully what we have done has given you enough inner strength to be able to say, okay, today's the first step, but I can overcome those things.
Well, can I add to that, Stephen? I think that also when we meet these girls and we work with them, we get to know them really, really well. And it's amazing to me to see the change in the girl when the first day we meet her, to the night that we give her, because the confidence in her is unbelievable. She's changed inside. She's feels worthy again. Mm-hmm. She feels confident and empowered just by making her feel good and beautiful, and you know, so that's kind of where we go with
she's
that.
Trained.
So,
yeah,
and sometimes that's all it takes for certain individuals. Mm-hmm. You give them that one opportunity to say, "Okay, Dad, I'm beautiful."
Right.
It's a wrap. You know, so it's like, you know, again, you guys can't do everything, right, but you do the first step.
Well, you try to get as, you know, in all of the programs that we do, we try to give people, you know, whether it's confidence or whether it's just feeling good about yourself, or you know, like what we do with our, you know, with our wig program. Those women are just flat out devastated.
Yeah.
Because it's bad enough for a man to lose their hair, but for a woman to lose their hair and their looks and all of that kind, you know, and feeling terrible on top of it. So what we try to do is, one, we try to make the situation as light as possible. The other thing is we show them that if you do these steps, it's going to make you feel better, even though physically you may not feel your best. Mm-hmm. But those are the kind of things that we do that it affects me. You know,
internally,
we both get affected in a very different way. Mm-hmm. He's a crier.
I keep it inside.
But, you know, when someone looks at you and says, "Oh my God, I feel amazing." Mm. And all we really did was put a wig on your head.
Yeah.
Or show them how to put eyebrows back on because your eyebrows are gone. Mm. You know, and that when you wake up tomorrow, you can do this again, and you can feel good, even though you may be having a really crummy day, and you really feel bad. You know, these are the things that we do, and in all of those programs, that's basically what we try to do, is we try to make people feel as good as they possibly can about themselves, about the world around them.
Yeah, they say when if you give the woman the right pair of shoes, she can take over the world.
That's absolutely true.
Jamal?
Especially if they're Milanos.
What?
Prada.
I was looking at you guys four Vita programs one here on your website, and I was just wondering, do you guys handle the emotional aspects of dealing with different individuals on your own, or do you guys sometimes work with outside, like let's say, counselors or therapists or whatnot?
Well, you know that hairdressers are basically psychiatrists.
You're right. You're right.
So,
you know, after 30 years of standing behind a chair, I've heard it all, seen it all, given all kinds of advice. We do try to handle that part of it. And, you know,
as much as we can, just as being human beings and knowing, you know, we don't know what each person is actually going through, but I can kind of get a feel for what they're going through and trying to help them with it.
As much as I can.
Yeah.
We can send Tina, Lo, Nia, Valtrinda to you guys, and then we can just record what they're saying, so they can say, "Oh man, that's Jamal and that's Sam." Wow, really?
I'll be cussing on the whole recording.
I'm sure about that.
Lo, what's your plan? Yeah, my comment, it seems like with Jamal, great question, and with Sam, they're kind of hinting towards and going towards like what Sam normally says, wraparound services.
Right.
And so with that being said, as far as that's why I brought up the question about can other, you know, as far as makeup artists or, you know, designers of homes and interiors and things of that nature, landscapers for that matter, you know, how can they become more involved? Because it's great what your mission is. And if we were to expand on that, you know, what did you say, Tina? Something about a woman having a pair of shoes and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back to the saying also, you know, your home is where your peace lives.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the child or the woman may not can't control her outlook, the exterior of the home, but her room, you know, maybe there can be, you know, some type of vision board. You know, you can bring some people that can speak to the girls and the women about having a vision board, about painting their room so that what is it called?
Feng shui,
you know, painting and making it a lighter color. So when you come home, so after they get dolled up by you all and have that great event, they come back home and they're still at peace and that confidence is still there. And, you know, those type of tools are also given along with your service.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, that's a great concept. It, you know, continues the journey, you know, to the end.
Right, right,
yes.
right.
But is it just the two of you?
We have people that
I'm the third
one. We don't. We can't do it by ourselves. So we have a lot of people that help and donate time and money and, you know, all of that to help us achieve what we need to do. We've partnered with fashion designers to do the custom-made dresses. We've partnered with wig companies to, you know, to give us the wigs. I'll give a shout out to Iman because she's the one who you know helped us with the wigs, and so we partner with as many people as we possibly can partner to help us achieve whatever our goal is. We do with celebrity photographers. We deal with video crews that come and videotape the whole thing for them, and so all of that. And we try to get as many resources together as possible. But the rest of that journey, we haven't really explored yet. So that's something to explore.
To look
as
into,
well.
Because that's pretty good because it's amazing. I remember when I was a kid, not that long ago. Shut up, DT. But I remember painting my room a different color, just that. And I won't tell you how I came up with the paint because I didn't buy it. But I painted my room a different color, and I literally felt different, like no lie. And just those simple things can really change just your thought, you know, as far as when you're laying down or when you're at rest or what have you. So little things really matter. So where are you guys located again? I'm sorry, Sam.
That's all right.
Well, we're in Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
We're out of Clearwater.
Okay.
Well, we're up against a quick little break. We want to just regroup, refocus, and all of that.
Sip on some coffee.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into designology. I got to figure out what that is. It's driving me crazy.
Say it five times.
Really? And then click my heels, and then I'm back in Kansas. Okay. So this is WMNF, the Urban Cafe. We'll talk to you on the flip side.
Instruments in rock. Grace VanderWaal won TV's America's Got Talent playing ukulele. Uke it out. Now one of the hottest instruments in rock. Grace VanderWaal won TV's America's Got Talent playing ukulele. Uke it out. Now one of the hottest instruments in rock. Grace VanderWaal rock. Blues Got Talent playing ukulele. Uke it out. Now
WMNF. Rick Scott wants to keep our flowers under lock and key as a recent Florida bill, which passed 70-45 in the House and 24-15 in the Senate, requires women to have a doctor determine whether a fetus can survive outside the womb before having an abortion.
Those that don't have best friends, those typically are more so introverted people, as the ones that says, well, I have seven best friends. There's nothing wrong with that. Each friend may come from a different part of your life.
As an adult, I think the basis of your relationship is different as you get older. Sometimes work and your life and your kids and everything, it's hard to have the same type of relationship with somebody that you had when you were in high school.
Once you start getting older, you start to cherish your space. I know I do.
Amen.
Everybody can't come in
that you had when you were in high school.
Once you start getting older, you start to cherish your space. I know I do. Everybody can't come.
That's how much they know about you.
That's good. I like that.
WMNF 10.
We have had shows that really focuses on saving people's life, transforming people's life, changing. Remember that show about Maria Fabian? That was phenomenal. She was homeless youth that was in school. I mean, that was incredible. You know, it's a beautiful thing when humans can give and support a cause, isn't it? It's awesome because you're contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Right.
It's not just about you. It's about the people that are homeless. It's about the people who are impacted by sex trafficking and don't know where to go.
WMNF.
because there's a lot of you ladies who work in the evenings and walk from their building to their cars.
Exactly.
Or leaving a grocery store and trying to make your way. And you want to make sure you're not a victim, because there's a lot to some of the predators that are lurking these streets. So you want to either have something to protect yourself, or you at least want to know what techniques to use.
Lockdown Brown.
Lockdown Brown, that's right.
Right.
Lockdown.
He came in and he has vast experience with the military and law enforcement and martial arts. I have taken this course. I took a 4-week course. I went twice a week. And you'll be instructed, men or women, as far as by a Marine Corps instructor, hold a Marine Corps black belt. So you're in good hands. Thank you, Christopher Brown, Lockdown Brown Executive. Yes, he was a past guest. So again, so going towards that martial arts skill training, concealed weapon training is what he does. LockdownExecutives.com.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, you fooled me on that. That's a nice job, nice job. Hey, welcome back. This is the Urban Cafe on WMNF 88.5, Community Conscious Radio, for everybody listening on the radio and on Facebook. Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? Forget about it. We're talking to, I'm just going to say it, Velvet Steve and Happy Pants Andrew. And we're talking about the Fairy Godfathers and this amazing I guess it's sort of like charity work that you all are doing. Everything from a full makeover and limo ride to prom or homecoming. I guess you all probably do homecoming
too. Yeah, right.
Photo shoots and wigs for women who need to cover their heads.
Why are you looking at me? Every time somebody says a wig. Like, hello.
I'm just saying, you maybe need to rethink the weave.
I ain't scared.
I got a quick question for you.
Shady,
and maybe it's not. Can you guys maybe give, for the men and women listening here, and radio and Facebook, how about some fashion tips coming up for the winter? Listen, we're coming up to Thanksgiving. You want to look fly going out for Thanksgiving. What should we be wearing, and what should we absolutely not be wearing? Or any hair, lipstick color, rouge.
That's interesting.
Start with the men then.
For men?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we live in Florida here, so, you know, it's hot. Everybody is, you know, you can't
naked.
I've got a jacket on in here and I'm dying. But, you know, you want to try and look as great as you can no matter where you live. I mean, obviously, if you're up north, you're going to be doing sweaters and that kind of stuff. But, you know,
Can any man rock a pair of Bermudas?
No. Oh, sorry.
If you're in Bermuda.
If you're in Bermuda,
yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. You know, for men, shorts have gotten short.
Yeah,
so
extremely.
The days of long hanging shorts are over.
Mine are below the knee because Coco Chanel did not like knees. I remember that.
You know, for a guy, it's really about comfort, and it's about how confident you feel in the clothes you're wearing, you know. So if you're going to be wearing, you know, stuff with holes in it, you have to be confident that you can wear things with holes in it.
Yes, I have a question. Everything I wear has
DT,
holes in it.
He's a New Yorker, so can people rock me? I'm from up north too, but can we rock Timberland boots, Tim's in Florida in the wintertime? Is that acceptable?
You know what? Pretty much anything's acceptable anywhere these days.
You just have to be bold enough to do it.
You got
to
do it. Yeah, I mean, you see women walk, as soon as the temperature goes below 70, they're wearing Uggs.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
You know.
That's in Florida. That's how we change our season.
Yeah, this is
we change
it.
Our outfits.
You want men getting pedicured.
I love it. Yeah.
That's the best
men
thing in the world. And,
yeah.
And your woman will appreciate it because she doesn't want any scaly feet on her while you're laying in bed.
You said the woman could pay for the pedicure?
She wants it bad enough, I guess so.
What about cleaning up the eyebrows? Should guys be okay with getting the eyebrows cleaned up?
If you look like a Wookiee, I would say yes.
That's that manscaping thing.
Yeah, you got to avoid
Don't
the unibrow. I'll admit it. I have trouble with an overgrown unibrow occasionally, but you just pluck it. Keep that camera away from me.
Like, those are like leaves almost. They're like...
I trim the eyebrows because those will end up looking like a Russian grandfather.
Well, there you go.
You know, a couple of giant caterpillars poised on the top of my brow. I don't want that.
You know, good grooming is pretty much, you know, like personal hygiene. You know,
right, it is.
You want to look good. If you're single, you really want to look good. And if you want to hang on to your mate, you want to look good. So, you know, hold it together. You know, pull it together.
Well, what's Facebook saying to us? Or what are you saying to us? Because I made the mistake earlier.
L is for Facebook Live, even though I go by Low.
But, I thought it was Loser. Yeah,
that's not confusing at all.
I thought she was like, Loser, I have a question.
I'm Low, and this is Live.
I have a question,
L
Loser.
And L.
So, Sonya Perry is on live. Sonya, where you at, DT?
Sonya.
You know,
you're back up.
This is a one man show. But so Sonya's online and she says that she's talking about the age of 16 as far as mentioning about makeup and nails and things of that nature. If I could just elaborate a little bit maybe on her comment, as far as do you all maybe have a opinion on as far as the age, I guess, minimum as far as when girls start wearing makeup and nails?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say just leave it up to the parents.
That's true.
You know, for that, I could say whatever I wanted, but it really doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, because it's not your kid.
Well, by 16, most girls are wearing makeup by the time they're 16. It's just that at 16 years old, there's a rare girl that needs a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
That, you know,
I started wearing makeup at 25.
A little goes a long way.
Late.
Well, because you're a natural beauty.
Oh, say it again.
The lies they tell.
Those cheekbones. This is a natural beauty.
So I have a question. You guys spoke about helping people, and I assume that a lot of times you're helping people who come from depressed neighborhoods and environments. And I wonder, as from a fashion standpoint, do you often come across a young lady who has the braiding of hair, the cultural thing that happens a lot in Black families? Because I think, and this is a man speaking of why he thinks a woman does that, it's because she doesn't want to have to, a mother who has maybe three or four girls, don't want to have to continue to doing their hair every couple of days, so they put these braids in to last for a while. But I think sometimes these braids tend to do damage to women's hair. Is that something that you guys ever have to come across with, you know, when
and
speaking
repairing
to someone,
it, so
repairing
to speak,
it, or speaking
yeah.
to someone about how they do their children's hair?
Well, ethnic hair is a challenge, especially African American hair. People think it's cut tough and it's coarse and it's not. It's really fragile. So too much pulling those braids. If you're doing those braids every single day, that pulling, you're actually going to break your hairline. And you can see it in a lot of older African American women. Their hairline is way back because it's been either chemically damaged or pulled back. You know, from tension, that kind of a thing. So, yeah, braids are great and they're beautiful, but I wouldn't say do it, you know, consistently forever. You know, I would, you know, change it up every once in a while and let your hair grow natural.
Would you ever find yourself in a position to have to say to the parent, hey, you know, this is not really good for your daughter's hair, your child's hair?
Oh, yeah, we say that all the time.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I think they do.
And do they?
Yeah.
And how did the parents respond?
Yeah. Well, the parents respond because, you know, we're professionals. So they respond to us like any other professional, like you're going to your doctor, you're going to listen to what your doctor says. So I think that what we do, we offer advice to whatever we see and whatever we feel is wrong. We offer as much advice as we can to make it right.
Whether they take the advice.
That's a whole other thing, right? But I used to color my hair with Kool-Aid back in the days because I had purple hair, and I colored it with Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Grape Kool-Aid.
There,
it worked.
There, yes.
It works.
I'm just saying.
All that stuff does.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know. Necessity.
It was the hood, man. It was the hood.
Until you make it,
right? That's right.
To pull this back, where are... so you guys in Clearwater, do you just do Pinellas, or do you do...
Oh, no, we've been all the way out to L.A.
Really?
Worked with two cancer foundations in L.A. just recently. We shipped a slew of wigs out there and did like two or three days and just fit as many women as we could with wigs, styled them out for them. We've worked with, we're in talks with an organization in New York. about partnering with them too, Cancer Center. So we try to help. Because we're local, though, is why we tend to help a lot of local people here. We have a lot of really needy people here that really need that confidence and that sort of thing. So
that's
it's everywhere. I mean, we could help out everywhere, but you know, we live and breathe here in Tampa. So why not help those that are around us?
That's true. Right? There's a young lady in Atlanta that does something similar to you guys, Raise a Chick. I don't know if you heard of her, but she actually does something similar to that. But it's, I forget the name of the, I don't want to say disease, but basically the women are losing hair, but it's not cancer.
Alopecia.
It's, there you go. Okay. She deals with women that, you know, have that. And again, it's just to build the confidence level up. So,
Sam, I have a question.
Go ahead.
And I want to get you guys to tell me a little bit more about you. You know, I'm trying to figure some things out personality wise. So
just ask, I guess.
I'm sorry we don't have a couch you guys can lay down.
Or
a pendulum.
A couch with some wine.
Which one do I need to go to first?
The ones that are, you know, that's question asking.
But I want to know if you guys have any hard opinions or even soft opinions on the little girls. What is it, Jean-Benet? That do the pageants, you know, and they look 25 when they're six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're in that field and so forth. Do you guys have any opinions on that? Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, that's a parental thing, because no 4-year-old's going to come up and say, "Gee, mommy, I want to wear a crown." And you have one on today.
I know, I have to adjust mine occasionally.
You know, that's a parental thing. And my objection is to that when, you know, the parents are forcing these kids into doing these things,
right,
and they really are not into it. You know, we both have children. I mean, at that age, my daughter didn't want to be pushed and prodded into, you know, doing that.
Right.
And, you know, sitting for hours and having your hair done and pulled and makeup and then having to go out there and perform. And and you're 4 years old and you don't feel like doing it today. And, you know, so.
Well, and I think, too, it's kind of like parents of boys that are in sports and they're playing sports that the parents want them to play as opposed to what they really want to do. They may not even want to play sports at all, but I think it's the parents' dream.
Right, they live vicariously through them.
Correct.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's most of the pageant circuit.
Mm-hmm. I had a quick question, because you're able to help out these different, whether it's women or young girls, in a lot of facets of their life, building confidence. But let's say, you know, they move off somewhere else, or because you want to help another group of young people or young ladies with cancer or whatnot, what type of like maintenance tips do you give them, like long term? Because, you know, someone can come see you guys and they feel great, you guys do such an amazing job, but then they could be like, okay, well, what do I do now 5 years from the line, 10 years down the line to keep myself up?
Well, you know, when you're saying 5, 10, the situation changes daily.
Oh,
so, okay. You know, we basically give you the tools to say, okay, this is what you do. This is how you maintain what we've done.
Mm.
But tomorrow's a different day, and you wake up and, you know, you're not having a good day or you're having a great day. And so, you know, basically our thing is, if you ever need us, you can call us anytime. Okay. And we've had girls that we've worked with, women that we've worked with, reach out to us after the fact, especially with the women who are dealing with illness. After they've been lucky enough to get through it and they've come through it well, they'll come back to us and say, okay, you helped me then, but now I'm in a different stage of my life. Like, now my hair's growing back, and my hair is coming back kinky, and it's dark when it never was. What do I do with this mess that I have on top of my head? So we do kind of go along with them as long as they're around. And anybody who's, if they've moved away or whatever, pick up the phone, call us. We're, you know, we're just a phone call away. So,
do you guys do any traveling at
we
all?
Travel a lot.
Yeah, they just went to LA, remember? But
welcome,
you bring
back
up another point. It's like, how does someone come and say, okay, how do they get this opportunity? What does one have to do? Do they have to get nominated, or someone has to refer?
Well, depending
them,
on
like,
what the
that
program is, the education program or nominations through the schools.
Okay.
The cancer patients are generally referred to us through the facility that they're going to.
Okay.
So that a bunch of facilities know what we do, and they recommend the people then come to us. The prom thing is also a nomination, and that comes through the schools.
Okay.
Either the counselors or the principals of the schools, they nominate those girls.
Okay. Now,
and we, you know, one of our very first women that we helped, her 9-year-old son nominated his mom because he felt like his mom doesn't get enough time for herself.
Aww,
and it was the cutest thing. And
my
he
kids
said,
wouldn't do that for me.
And I think, she, yeah,
I know
said,
why.
I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world, but she doesn't really think it.
Well,
so can you help my mom? So a lot of times we get it through our Facebook page. We get, you know, people nominate themselves. You know, some people reach out and want. They just need some help.
So. I love this. Love it.
Yeah, so, guys, I wanted to go to Facebook Lives because Lenina Hurdle is on 9. Lenina!
Hey.
And she has some great questions, actually. The first one, she says, is there ever too much makeup? And this is a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can answer that
one. There you go, Lenina. All right. And then she wants to know something personal like me. I want to get all up in your business.
Too much.
I appreciate you tag teaming, Lenina. But she wants to know, have parents ever asked you to give a child a look that you just simply didn't agree with?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like that little girl should not have that ponytail because her forehead back there from the braids.
It looks medieval part.
You know, I mean, we obviously, being the business we're in, we get a lot of very odd requests. You know,
just say
no.
Just
you went
one.
There. You went there.
Just name one.
You went there.
Just name one.
This is the juicy stuff.
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can.
Make it
velvety
morning.
Smooth.
Velvety smooth.
Oh,
my. You know, we do. We get like. You know, mostly it comes from the kids, and then you've got the parents standing there,
yeah,
and
that's
she's like,
what it is.
And
one of each. I want one of each.
Mom is standing behind her, going, "No," and
wagging
the
her
kids
finger.
Are, I want this whole side of my head shaved off, and then I want this long, and I want it to be purple. And mom's going, "No, no, no."
I actually like that.
You know. My philosophy is who's ever paying is the one who can make the demand.
Yes. Right.
So, you know, it depends on how old they are, too. I mean, if it's a little kid, it's, you know, and our philosophy is it's hair. It grows. If they want something crazy and it's the craziest thing they're ever going to do. Do it, let it grow out, and you can go on to something else.
Plus, they have to come back.
Yeah, pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
I got a personal question real quickly. So as we're talking and I'm thinking, oh wow, I have outdoor gear on. Maybe that doesn't show
in a
really
sauna.
Well. In a sauna, yeah. And then I was rolling my sleeves up, and then I had this epiphany, and I never know, should I go when I'm rolling my sleeves up? Should I go above the elbow? Or should I stay below the elbow?
Did you
depends
really
if
just
you
ask
want to show
question?
Off your biceps.
I was well, I don't
say,
have
you
any
don't
biceps.
Have any of those.
Your guns are.
Then you want to don't go.
Roll them sleeves
don't
down.
Go up.
Pull them down.
Huh?
There's no real etiquette.
No, there is no etiquette to that.
No, but I'm just saying what looks good.
I think by rolling up your sleeves, it means you're doing it more for comfort. So I think it's more how comfortable you are. If you're more comfortable above the elbow or below the elbow.
So the further up it looks, it's sort of like with chopsticks. The further up you eat with chopsticks, the more aristocratic you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Hey, I've never heard that.
Me neither. Just give me a fork.
Please call in. Please call in. Correct me on that one. So what's it look like now? Because are we in homecoming season now? Are we already past that?
Homecoming's over.
Okay. Yeah. So are you guys
gearing up
now for prom?
For that program. We're gearing up for prom.
Right.
The rest of the programs are ongoing all year long.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So tell everyone again the website and where you guys are located. Because they need information.
You can visit myfairygodfathers.net and you can find out pretty much what we do as an organization. You could go to our Facebook page or you can go to Instagram, which is also My Fairy Godfathers, and you can get pretty much all the information you want there. Andrew and I work out of his salon in Clearwater, McMullen Booth Road. It's called La Poche.
Oh, I like the name.
very classy.
Phone number?
727-726-1600.
Okay. Sam?
Oh, I'm not giving out my number.
Well, I really didn't want it. I'm just letting you know, I didn't want it. But.
Well, listen, we're running really short on time, but I wanted to thank both of you. Can I call you Velvet?
Sure.
I know.
Yeah. That's so cool.
And happy pants, Andrew.
Today it's polyester, but okay.
Thank you. And all the great work you guys do. Yes. It's, for me, at least, it's heartwarming to hear that people are really out there. Because you hear about it, but you don't see it as often. So I want to thank you both very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hand praise.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. All right, Dee, I believe you have some parting words.
As we wrap up, I just wanted to... Lo wanted to do a topic on, is it the rape culture or the sexual?
Well, basically rape culture, sexual assault, and it's something that is prevalent, you know, and it's a conversation that's long overdue.
Yes.
We know all these different conversations are coming about with the celebrities and so forth, but I want to talk about that and also talk about it on, you know, more of a local standpoint as well, on how it affects the everyday woman and the everyday person. So this is something that I am quite passionate about, and I want to have a group discussion, want to bring in some great guests that are, you know, professionals that can speak on the topic, and I definitely want to have the male perspective, as well as